to As I See It, starring Alan Weiss, the rock star of consulting. And now, from the studios of Howling Dogs International, here's Alan.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you, dogs. We're all here today. My voice is back. And today's subject, and the way I see it, is the second step. I'm the new chairman of the Newport International Film Festival, and the festival is in progress as I record this. Our opening night film was called Man on Wire, and it was about Philip Petit. Philip Petit, 35 years ago, was the individual who walked a tightrope wire from one tower of the World Trade Center to the other. The distance between the towers wasn't as important as the fact that the distance to the ground was about a quarter of a mile. He had walked before in all kinds of perilous places. He had walked between the spires at Notre Dame in Paris, had done all kinds of things like this. But he had arranged, secretly, with the help of some problematic accomplices, to sneak up to the top of both towers, to shoot a wire across using an arrow as a leading edge, and early one morning to simply appear and walk the wire. It was a fascinating, riveting documentary, and after it, he appeared himself. He did a funny thing. As he came on stage, he tripped, which he does all the time. Of course, we didn't know that. It was a funny act. But here he is, 35 years later, and later on at the reception, some of us said to him, what's the most difficult part about this? Is it the psychological preparation? Is it overcoming fear of death? What is it? And he said an interesting thing. He said it's the second step. Not the first step, but the second step. And it's the second step because the first step, you step on the cable, you step on the wire, which is still anchored and is still resting firmly on solid ground, in this case solid roof, but you get the drift. It's the second step that shifts your weight, shifts your center of gravity, out onto the wire where it's not supported by anything solid. And suddenly you're in air. And he said the first step is easy. It's the second step that's difficult. When you have to shift your momentum and shift your weight, the weight-bearing load. And I started to think that that's the way it is for most of us in the consulting profession and who want to be successful as entrepreneurs. It's taking the second step. It's moving from preparing to doing. A lot of the people I coach and mentor have become very adept at planning. They've planned up the kazoo, but they're not so adept at actually doing. They don't take the second step. They don't shift their weight. And that's their downfall. No pun intended. But you can fall because you don't take the second step. A lot of people talk a good game, but they don't play a good game. I've heard a lot of people give all kinds of sage advice, but they haven't done it themselves. I remember when I used to ski once or twice a year. I'm not a great skier. The best I would manage would be the Blue Hills. But I had fun. Yet, when you got to the top of the ski lift, and you simply skied off the chair down a slight slope, you were perfectly balanced. It was easy to do. You felt good. But then as you skied 15 or 20 yards away to the top of the precipice, and you stopped and you adjusted your goggles and adjusted your gloves and made sure everything was basically in the right place, you realized, at least I realized, that as I tilted my skis down over that edge, everything would change. I was no longer stable. Things would no longer remain absolutely predictable. My momentum would change. The dynamics would shift. And that was a moment of truth. And the steeper the hill, the greater the moment, the deeper the truth. When I speak to this day, I'm never afraid. I never have butterflies. I think that's a lot of baloney. You know, always get nervous. I don't think so. However, I know every single time as I'm being introduced and I'm walking up the steps or I'm walking out of the wings, as I step onto that stage and into the light for the first time, my gravity shifts. My weight changes. My energy changes. And I'm saying to myself, all right, now you've begun. I think we have to walk into life the way I walk onto the stage. I think we have to tilt ourselves forward in life the way we tilt ourselves down that skiing hill. I think we have to stop preparing and we have to start doing. And to understand all this, I think it would help all of us to understand and to realize that the first step is sort of easy. It's the second step that's the key. It's the second step that's transformative. What are you doing to take the second step? Because ironically, the third, fourth, and fifth become much easier after that. This is Alan Weiss. That's the way I walk it, and that's the way I see it.
You've been listening to Alan Weiss and As I See It. Please return to contrarianconsulting.com for Alan's daily commentary, weekly podcasts, and monthly videos. I'm Drew Stevens, and from all of us here at Howling Dogs International, thank you for being with us.